Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this April 6, 2006 edition of Southern Alberta Council on Public Affairs. I'd like to welcome everybody in the room and also welcome those of you who are watching today's program at home on television. My name is Sarah Ames. I'm Program Director at Lethbridge Family Services Immigrant Services, and I will be your moderator today. Before we start, I just need to take care of household duties, housekeeping. Remember that our lunch today does cost $8, and we would ask that you provide that $8 in the baskets on the table, and they will be collected a little bit later. I'd like at this time also to acknowledge the sponsors of this event, and they are Shaw Television, the University of Lethbridge, the Lethbridge Herald, Erickson's Restaurant, and also the numerous volunteers who whose help make this event happen. Today, we are going to be hearing from our speaker for about 25 to 30 minutes. We will then have a lunch break so that we can sustain our speaker and then bring her back for about a half-hour question and answer period. At this point, then, I would like to introduce our speaker for today. She is Cheryl Vick. She is the Executive Director of Economic Development Lethbridge. Prior to joining EDL in June of 2005, she worked with executive teams in privately traded corporations and public institutions, including Canadian Airlines, Northland Energy, and Lethbridge Community College. Cheryl obtained a Master's of Business Administration from Royal Rose University in 2003. Prior to working in public relations, she was a news anchor reporter for CFCN Television in Lethbridge, so I'm sure some of you will recognize her from there. Cheryl's roots are in southern Alberta. She states, "I am proud to be working with a great team of people in ensuring broad-based awareness of the reasons why Lethbridge and area is the place to live, earn, invest, visit, do business, and prosper." I'd like to invite you all to give Cheryl Dick a warm welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Just do this a little bit. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be here today. It's great to come out and talk about some of the opportunities, challenges, and issues that we're facing as a small city in southern Alberta, and I'm looking forward to our discussion later. This has been fun for me because just standing outside at the door, I saw a number of old friends' faces that I haven't seen for a while, so it's great to catch up with people. I'd like to introduce Sarah Ames is actually on our board, and it's a pleasure to have Sarah participate on our board, as well as she is a member on our Labor Force Initiative Steering Committee, which is what I'll be talking about today. Also, Jim Hahn is here, who is representing the senior sector on our board as well, so it's nice to have some board members out. We have two staff representatives from our office here today, Sean Miles and Brenda Hunick, who work with me in economic development. And Karen Donahue has joined me as well today. Karen is the manager for the South Region for Alberta Human Resources and Employment. And on these labor initiatives, we're working very closely with the province, and we appreciate their support and participation. So thanks for coming today, Karen. Just to give you an overview of what I'm going to cover today. Whoops. We're covering Stonehenge. Changing topics. We could have a good discussion on Stonehenge, couldn't we? It's the last one. Yeah, there you go. Okay. All right, here we are. Just to give you an overview of some of the things that we're covering today, first of all, I'm going to just give you a sense of the issue. I know most people have heard about labor force being a challenge for current businesses and industries that are here and the overall concern about labor issues in Alberta and across Canada. So I'll be touching on some of those and giving you a snapshot of why this is a growing concern. And then I'm going to talk about some of the solutions. So looking at what is the province of Alberta's 10-year strategy that they're just finalizing, and talking about our approach as Economic Development Lethbridge and how we're trying to address the issue from a local perspective. There really is an issue of changing demographics that's going on that's related to labor force. There are many. So I'd like to show you a snapshot of what's happening to the Canadian workforce. This shows you what's happening in Canada now. The bars on the right-hand side are females, and the bars on the left-hand side are males. So if you go from the center, you can see that how that's panning out. The numbers are in millions. And Sarah, if you'd hit the button again, you can see that on either side, the population that is at its peak is in the ages of about 40 to 49 right now in 2005. And those numbers are around 1.4 million, both on the female and the male side of the scale. So that's a snapshot of what's happening right now and why we have a strong workforce in that category. As we move forward, though, this is a snapshot of what's projected in the year 2050. So you can see that there's a fairly significant change. You can hit it again as well, in that there's a flattening out of the population in the mid-ranges, but the bulk of the population, particularly females, is going to be in that 80-plus category. So we're seeing a big shift as those demographics move up. The age profile of those working will also change. This gives you a sense of what's happened since 1976. You can see that there's 2001 on there. And as we move now from 2001 forward to 2011 and 2021, you can see that the number of people working in that 45 to 64 age group will increase. And so that will start to affect how companies treat employees and how they're going to focus their energies around human resources and planning. So the impact on organizations is obvious, I think, in terms of how are they looking at their workforce, what's happening with it. There will be more focus on recruitment, which is what we're seeing right now, because we need to look at how to attract people for the positions that are opening. But retention of employees of all ages is going to be a shift. I think for a long time we've been looking at, you know, as people move on and retire, then we backfill with the young people that are coming up, and it's just been a nature of how the cycles work. But there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people who want to continue to work to find flexible ways of. And I think that we're looking at that as a resource because that's where so much of our long-term history and our knowledge base is. People today are looking at work-life balance a lot more. So how do we have workplace environments that are appealing to people, that they want to stay and that they're committed to staying there, and that career development is also important. What is the career path that people are on? It's not enough to expect people to stay for 25 years anymore. What do we do to give them the opportunities to stay? And that changing attitude is going to be a key part of how businesses will be addressing retention of employees. Another factor in terms of economic growth is that combined with changing demographics is continued economic growth. There's an economic engine that helps fund our communities and keep us strong in the various areas that we want to be in. And there's also increases in productivity that we're seeing in developed countries as technology becomes more prevalent. So if you look at the next slide, Canada's economic growth for 2006 is projected to be overall 2.9%. That's across the country. But the western provinces are leading economic growth, and you can see that Alberta is leading at 4.1%. For Lethbridge, that means that a number of people are being drawn away for some of the major projects that we're seeing in the rest of the province. So our strategy is also to look at how do we help people understand the benefits of staying in Lethbridge when you're in such a booming economy. Total job gains in Canada between 2002 to 2005, even though Alberta only has 10% of our population, Alberta created 13% of the country's new jobs during that three-year period. Those projections are expected to continue, and so how Lethbridge retains and maintains the employment base here is going to be part of the decisions that we need to make. Alberta government has done extensive research and analysis on this, trying to figure out how the best way is to manage this for our province. They've completed a report in September of 2005, and I would encourage you, if you're at all interested in this issue, to get a copy of this document. It's called Understanding Alberta's Labor Force, Looking to the Future. It's available on their website, and it's also available in hard copy. And it gives you a very good overview of what's happened in the past and where things are going and how that relates to this issue. The two key findings are that the labor market is entering a period of shortages in which selected occupations are expected to be struggling, and the face of work is changing as well. This is a snapshot of Alberta's full-time employment growth between 1995 and 2005. You can see it's been pretty steady. It hasn't had any dramatic, sharp increases in any one year over another. It's been a pretty steady growth. And at about 2.8% since the year 2000. The next slide shows you what's happened in terms of employment availability, though. The average annual unemployment rate in 1995 was 7.9%. In February of this year, it was 3.2% in Lethbridge. It was 3.9 average in the province last year. So those two corresponding slides really give you a snapshot of why we're in the situation that we're in terms of needing to be considerate about labor impact. And this is another way to look at it. Typically, if you have around 5% unemployment, it's considered a balanced labor market. That means if a business person is looking to hire someone, it's likely they're going to have access to a labor pool that gives them some choice, and also the prospective employees have some choice in their job application as well. Now that we're down below 4%, the average last year being 3.9, and in Lethbridge last month at 3.2, you can see that we're pushing further and further into a shortage labor market. Right now, I think we would consider it a tight labor market. And as a result of that, some of these demands are coming into play about how do we sustain the business community we have. Alberta Human Resources and Employment is projecting that by the year 2015, there will be 400,000 new jobs created in Alberta, but we will likely only have around 300,000 new workers available. That gap is what we're trying to address, not here in Lethbridge alone, but in the province. In Lethbridge, it's not expected to be that dramatic, but we do need to be thoughtful and progressive in how we're addressing it. Some of the labor force pressures that are driving this: aging population, we've already touched on that. Our baby boomers are starting to reach the age of 65 by 2010. By 2026, 20% of the population is expected to be over 65 years old. In the past decade, Canada and Alberta's fertility rates have been about 1.7 babies per woman, well below our replacement rate need of 2.1%. So for those of us like myself without children, I'm not helping that ratio at all. You can also see some population growth projections. Alberta's population is growing at a rate below that of the economy. You can see that the forecast for the 50-year period is 1.63%. And in 2004, Alberta did attract 10,900 more people from other provinces, so interprovincial migration, than we lost. But 72% of those people went to Edmonton or Calgary, and the rest were dispersed throughout the province. So we aren't generating as much interprovincial migration. One of the things that comes up quite frequently is about underrepresented groups. So what are we doing about helping those who are already here become employed? Aboriginal people, people with disabilities, and immigrants that are already here but maybe are underemployed. Those areas are all very high priority focus within the provincial government's 10-year strategy that they have on the table. But they did some analysis on a conservative basis that says if they were to implement all of the strategy that they've proposed and we were to reach employment levels for those three populations similar to what the average male population has now, they would actually generate this much of a contribution to the workforce. So Aboriginal people, if we were to get them to the employment level that would mean equivalent to the average male today, That would add 0.1% to our workforce, people with disabilities 0.1%, and immigrants 0.1%, for a total of 0.3% contribution. The average growth is around 0.9%. So that those initiatives are really important because it will support about a third of the need, but in and of themselves, it's not going to be enough to meet the gap that's being generated. The changing nature of the workforce, approximately 60% of Alberta jobs will require post-secondary education by the year 2015. There is greater competition for labor. This is not just a Lethbridge problem. It's not just an Alberta problem, and it's not even a Canadian problem. It's one that's being faced around the globe. High energy prices and high energy sector investments are contributing to a shortage of skilled trades workers in Alberta. There's approximately $115 billion worth of projects on the books to be done in Alberta in the coming, I think, three-year period. And 95% of those projects are going to be in Calgary, Edmonton, or Fort McMurray. So that's where a lot of the draw will be for attracting labor. I think I already have that one. Nope, it's okay. Go ahead. In terms of Lethbridge and Medicine Hat region, if you remember, I talked about 400,000 jobs in Alberta by the year 2015. By the year 2010, in Lethbridge and Medicine Hat, it's expected that we'll have about 15,300 new jobs in this region in the next 4 to 5 years. That's approximately 6% of all the new jobs in Alberta. So it's not a huge proportion, but given the other pressures within the province and within the country, it's important for us to be thinking about how do we help people understand the value of staying and also the value of moving to our region. This gives you a quick snapshot of Lethbridge's job growth by industry last year. You can see that agriculture, trades, financial, insurance, and real estate, manufacturing, other primary and public administration all grew. Transportation, utilities, and services dropped off a bit. Services is primarily where there are part-time employment. What we saw corresponding with this is that there was a really significant increase in full-time employment last year in Lethbridge. That tends to reduce the number of part-time jobs in the community as people move to full-time. I think this is one of the most telling slides of what's happened here locally. You can see the black line that starts out on the bottom but then runs up towards the top is the size of our labor force in Lethbridge. And in May 2005, for the first time, it surpassed 40,000 people. So in May of 2005, we had 40,000 people in the labor force, and then it peaked up to close to 43,000. At the same time, our unemployment rate was dropping. And so over the time, you can see that it gradually dropped. And now we're at one of the biggest gaps we've probably ever had in the history of Lethbridge in terms of the size of the labor force and the amount of available workers there would be. So from solutions perspective, that gives you a pretty good idea of where things have come from and how things have developed there. But the province has introduced a 10-year labor strategy. They're in the final consultation stages of that. And it's based on four main points. Providing relevant information. So anyone who's looking at education information, career development, workplace, labor market information, they are providing excellent resources for that. They also are working on attraction strategies that include immigration and mobility, development strategies with education and training. I think we've heard lots of announcements lately about the increase in investment in post-secondary education, and that's aligned with the desire to develop more young people for work. And then retaining people, so understanding why communities are attractive and also helping workplaces be more attractive as well. The strategy is called Building and Educating Tomorrow's Workforce, and it's designed to generate an adequate supply of skilled workers. There are many of the initiatives already underway. Even though the province is finalizing their consultation and they expect to fully implement the strategy by fall, what I found when I read the strategy is that they are already doing many of those things in support of the communities that they're in order to help move this forward. And I put the website there in case you'd like to take a look at it. From a Lethbridge perspective, we formed a steering committee, Economic Development Lethbridge, made a motion in November, I think, to form a steering committee and bring together the various interested parties and start talking about what this issue could mean in Lethbridge. And we're focusing on a three-prong approach, attraction, retention, and development. So again, looking at how do we bring people to Lethbridge where appropriate, how do we help people know why they should stay in Lethbridge, and then helping young people prepare for the future. I'm sure many of you read in the Lethbridge Herald about the success of the More People in Trades initiative last Saturday, where they had the hands-on trade show for young people to go in, and it was just an amazing event because it was really grassroots, where some of the electricians and carpenters and the various companies in town put some hands-on displays out and actually showed students about what it's like to work in a trade. They were expecting about 1,500 people. That was their optimistic hope. They ended up with close to 3,000 and had parents and students come out, and I think that's just a fabulous tribute to a grassroots initiative here in Lethbridge. We created a theme to go with our initiative here in Lethbridge called You Belong Here, and we wanted to reflect our community spirit and really tell people that Lethbridge is a community. When our board did our planning session last September, we spent quite a bit of time talking about a vision for Lethbridge, and one of the things that came through loud and clear is that we are a community. We have a sense of community here, and in any type of new growth or changes that happen, we want to retain that, and our board was really clear about that. So we use the You Belong Here theme along with our Choose Lethbridge and Celebrate Lethbridge themes to kind of create a foundation for our communications around this initiative. We've got a sample of one of the advertisements kind of approach that we might use up on the board over there. You're welcome to come up and take a look at that. And I also put some more information on the tables that you're welcome to look at. It gives you an overview of what our initiative is about. Brenda and Sean, maybe you could help with the equation. In order to understand why people would move to or stay in Lethbridge, we wanted to create a bit of a visual that allows people to see or understand what we have to offer. So I'm just going to move over here and I'll talk really loud. Hopefully you'll hear me. Oh, they're coming my way. That's good. Okay. Yeah. So the first part of the equation is, do we have the right job? And what we've just completed is a job inventory. One of the competitive advantages that Lethbridge has is that because we are a community and we know our business community and we can talk to them and we're all kind of a close-knit group, we put a survey online and asked any business in Lethbridge and area, including the county, could go ahead and enter jobs that they were planning on hiring for 2006, 2007, and 2008, which means that somebody coming into our website in a couple of weeks, those jobs will be posted on the website in a couple of weeks, could look and see what are the jobs that are available in Lethbridge. And not only that, if it's a family that would be appropriate to move, which we think Lethbridge has lots to offer for families, then they can look and see if their spouse would have a job, what's the school system like, and all of those things. So right job is the first part of the equation. Plus, another factor that people are always interested in. Good job, Brenda. Do we have the right money? So sometimes when you're looking at work, you think, all right, I need to know if I'm going to make enough money to live well. But that's not the only part of the equation in Lethbridge. If all you were looking for was the right money, you could go to Fort McMurray or Calgary and make more. However, when you combine the right money with the right cost of living, then you really start to see where Lethbridge has an advantage. We've done some comparative analysis now on Lethbridge, Calgary, Fort McMurray. We've looked at some cities like Kelowna, Regina, Halifax. We're going to be doing more of those all the time, where we not only look at the financial factors, but we look at quality of life, time of commute, what it costs you to buy your groceries. And when you start combining these statements, it becomes obvious that Lethbridge has some advantages. Not all people are motivated by money, though. There we go. Some people like to have the right environment, which means that they are looking for a place that they feel safe. They're looking for a place where their kids can go to school close to home, maybe where their kids can go to university and college when they graduate from high school and not have to move away. Plus, we think lots of people are looking for the right lifestyle. And I know Brenda and I are both testaments to the fact that we moved back from Calgary because we knew that we could have a better quality of life working in a city like Lethbridge. And so that's also one of the aspects that somebody might be considering, depending on where they're looking at and where they are in their career life. And, of course, I don't think any of us can argue that we don't live in the right location. We have the second best climate in Canada, second only to Vancouver, according to a national study that was done in 2005. And we golf pretty much all year round. And we're only 3 hours from Calgary. We're less than an hour from the U.S. We're on major transportation locations. There's a whole lot of reasons why people might be interested in Lethbridge as the right location. The last thing that we think we need to do is make it easy for people to move. And we know that we have services and businesses here in Lethbridge that should someone be interested in coming here, we can help make it an easy transition for them. Okay, the whole thing, if you do that and add all that together, equals, did you hold up the equal sign? It's okay. It's okay. No, it's all right.
There it is.
There it is. Equal. You belong here. You know, at first I thought we should have rehearsed that, but now I'm not convinced. I think I was right. So that's really how we're approaching the whole issue of employee attraction, retention, and development for Lethbridge. On the handouts that we put at your desk, you'll see an outline of phase one of You Belong Here. And so again, I've already touched on raising awareness and having an accurate job inventory. We are looking at where there might be some strategic locations across Canada where people might be looking to make a change. An amazing statistic that many of you may or may not have seen is that the province of Ontario lost how many jobs in January, Sean? 42,000 jobs in January in the manufacturing sector. And so not only is this about Lethbridge, it may be about helping people get back on their feet after situations like that. So we're trying to see how things might connect there. We're doing some internet initiatives for people who surf the internet looking for work that they may find Lethbridge and our job inventory. And then we are spending quite a bit of time focusing on retention because when we did those comparative analysis between Lethbridge and some of the other cities, it became very obvious to us that somebody who's making $40,000 here and thinking of leaving for a $60,000 job in Calgary is probably not going to be very much further ahead. And if we can help them understand that, they can make a better, more well-informed decision. So you can check out lots of information about this, ongoing updates. You can look at our job inventory on our website. It's chooselethbridge.ca. And then we have a whole section dedicated to the labor initiative called You Belong Here. And if you do know of people right across the country or relatives that might be interested in our community that you think would be a good fit here, we'd love to have you promoted as well. So just a few closing thoughts for you. For business and industry to thrive here, they'll need to make human resources and supporting employees a high priority. The labor issue is bigger than a specific industry or business, and that's why this time around it requires a cooperative approach. It's not enough for each individual business to try to take this on their own. And this is not necessarily a growth issue for Lethbridge. This issue is impacting current businesses, and without solutions, there could be a significant retraction in our business environment. And for us to have an economic engine that works for our city, I think we need to be thinking about these things. I also liked this quote from Bill Gates because technology is one of the solutions that's being talked about for streamlining businesses that may be able to do that. It says, technology is easily obtained and replicated, but it only levels the playing field. An organization's human assets can't be copied, and that's why we need to be focused on that. So thank you very much.